The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick for Burbank Homes. Receive up to $93,500 worth of upgrades for your new home with their free to choose promotion. TNC Supply.
How good is love?
Too hot.
You're hot, Tina.
For Tinder.
I think you should give them a shot.
Okay, maybe I will.
Too hot for Tinder. We found Tina, who has been dating on the dating apps, and it's not working out. And we thought, okay, Tina is hot. She's eligible. She's got a great career, great personality. She's got everything going for her. Let's try to find her love based on more personality and chemistry, because you can't get that through the dating apps. You just get the profile pic and you quickly swipe left. We wanted to go a bit deeper. Tina is back in the studio. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
Now, Tina, you've been on the three dates.
Yes.
How have you found the experience of not being able to see someone and physically judge them on the way they look?
Look, it's been fun, but I'm like dying to see a photo. Like, I had a dream last night that I picked my guy and I was not happy, and then the producer was mad at me for picking who I picked.
Renee, she's an angry girl.
This is all about you, Tina. This is following your gut, your instincts, following your heart. We're just here to facilitate it.
Yep. And by the way, very brave for doing this. Regardless of the outcome, super brave.
Now, Tina.
Just in case it is a nightmare. You've got to leave with one compliment.
Three very eligible men. You had dates with them. On the phone, obviously, not seeing them. You don't know what they look like.
It was Josiah Fev and I. Surprise.
Now, based on... based on those dates you had, are you leaning in a certain direction? Is it easy to decide which one you want to choose?
Yes.
Hello, that was quick.
And what was it? Was it chemistry? Was it having things in common? What were the things that led you to your decision?
It was just more the banter. Like, he's the only one that made me laugh, so...
Which is good.
Yeah.
That's a good for a relationship. Yeah. Always need a laugh. Ask Luch.
Okay, now, Tina.
Yes.
Which man are we going to go with? One, two, or three?
Date one, date two, or date three?
Date one, date two, or date three. Who would you like to have? Now, what we're leading to is an actual date. We're going to pay for dinner, whatever you want to do on the weekend, send you out on an actual date with this gentleman.
Yep.
Which one are you going for?
Date one.
Date one.
First often.
I thought there was chemistry there. I did. I felt that one. Okay. Wow. And it was... Okay, so he's a clear leader.
Yep. That was all a bit too easy, Boxy. I like to do things and, you know...
Yeah, I was going to say, who did you guys think I would go for?
I thought you'd go with number two. Fee said one.
I always said one.
And Nick thought one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't like to do things that easy. You know, you've got to put a little bit of... lemon on the top, a little bit of a twist.
Okay, here
you like
we
a
go.
Twist?
I love a twist.
You like a twist? You know how we say
I don't like a twist.
Yeah, the twist is always good because, you know, life is like that. It's a roller coaster. It's not everything's just not easy.
I thought you were going to go to a Forrest Gump podcast.
I can't believe.
Like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get, young girl.
He did it in the end.
Now, I reckon, you know, you referenced The Voice before, Boxy, where in The Voice they come out, they sing, the judges can't see, and they go on their voice. I like a little bit of Australian Idol. I like to see what I'm going to be investing in. So I thought we'd bring the three guys into the studio and you get to choose without them talking which one you would actually pick.
Okay.
Based on looks.
Based on looks.
Okay. All right.
Based on looks. So
Why don't we line them up outside the studio so they can't talk either, because we don't want you to realize or recognize which one based on personality.
Oh, all right. We're going to do it after this. Let's go.
Okay, up next is Tina, going to go with her gut and pick the guy she had the most in common with and the chemistry with, or will she revert to just picking a guy based on looks?
Oh, and will they line up? Find out everything straight after this at The Fox.
Will they line up?
101.9 The Fox.
We've got Tina in the studio. She needs to find love.
Too hot.
You're hot, Tina.
For Tinder.
I think you should
Give them a shot.
Okay, maybe I will.
Okay, Tina, too hot for Tinder in the studio, been on dates all week, and we have been taking out the physical aspect of dating, knowing what someone looks like. We've put you on dates where you've spoken to the guys, had a chat with them. There were three dates, and just before we went to that break, you said, based on the chemistry and the conversation, you were going to go with date one.
Yes, that's right.
Then, Fev, you introduced a twist.
Yeah, I thought that throw in a little twist because she has been on the dating apps and she swipes left all the time, doesn't swipe right because she goes on looks. So I thought, why don't we just wheel the three contestants in and then she can have a look, have a look at the three contestants, and then she can. I'm going to ask her to pick who she would pick by looks.
Based on looks, okay.
And we'll see if that can if that marries up. And then I'm going to throw another twist in right after that.
Oh gosh! Oh, this twist upon twist.
Righto, let's twist wheel them out.
Let's do it. Where are
they're not on Hannibal Lecter trolleys, mate. Yeah.
They're going to line up outside the studio.
And they're all holding up.
Hello. What do you mean?
Oh my goodness!
Is this a
We've got an A, a B, and a C.
Is this a firefighter's
coming? You know one.
Which one do you know?
I know A. Adam, what are you doing?
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Wow. You know one of them.
Oh my
How do you
God,
know him?
That is so funny. I've known Adam for years. We have each other on social media. We're like mutual friends. I'm not joking.
Well done, did you?
Hang on.
Wait, but I didn't recognize his voice. Someone said, I know one of them. Like, you know him. And I was like, I don't know that voice. But
well,
now it makes sense.
Now,
so obviously, you're date number two.
You've thrown a twist in that we didn't even factor in. Yeah. But
so this
okay.
is just a whole lot of who cares now.
So there's three men outside the studio. You said that you wanted to pick date one. Now, these men outside the studio have an A, B, and C on them. Just based on looks, if you were swiping on a dating app, which one would you pick based on looks?
Based on looks, I would go for Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the one you know.
A for Adam.
Yeah. So that's A. He's got A. So now you've picked date one and you've picked letter A, which is Adam. Now we're going to give you the opportunity. Who do you want to date? Do you want to go for your gut instinct on the chemistry you had over the radio on your first date? Or do you want to go with your, which would you always do when you're on with your looks? Who would you like to pick? Because they might actually be the same person. You don't know.
I do know. I'm nervous.
I'm going to jump in as a girlfriend here, Tina. No, it is how it works now.
Friend,
it's changing. Lots of things are moving pieces happening.
You miss it. It's three good-looking roosters out there.
I can see that, and I know that there will be people happily coming in to swoop up the two that you don't pick.
Can we ask her who she wants to pick, and you not say anything because you're going to. We want her to do it for her. Yeah, talking her around.
I just want to remind her, and I'm coming in again as a girlfriend. I just try something different. Go with chemistry. Go with chemistry and a connection. He made you laugh, and you don't know which one he is.
He did make me laugh. You're right.
Yeah, but didn't make her heart go boom, boom, boom when she saw
She knows Adam. This is. Let's be honest. We didn't factor in that she would know one of these guys. Have you actually dated Adam?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wants to, but...
Well, put it this way. You know Adam, so
I
even
do know
if it's
Adam.
Not Adam
I'm
that you pick...
I'm going to stick with my choice.
Good
I'll
girl.
Stick with my choice.
Yes, I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you, Tina.
I know she walks out, Adam. I'll hit you up later.
Yeah, well, Adam's going to be an option, whatever happens, let's be honest, because you're already friends on social media. Now, you pick date one.
Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
So, Adam, step aside, buddy, because we know you. So, who would you pick out of those two?
Oh...
There's the other. That's the question I wanted because you already knew Adam. So who would you pick?
Three bloke Monty idea.
B and C. Because obviously one of them's the one that you.
Yeah, no.
Which one will you pick? Not hard. It's one letter.
Well, it is hard. They're both really handsome. They're both good looking.
They're both good looking.
It's a win. Yeah. Whatever.
Everyone's good looking.
It's a win. Which
Probably
one do you
C.
Well, you're very lucky because that was your date one.
Date one is C. Congratulations.
So much date B. We're going out together.
Tina, meet Ray.
Ray the builder.
There he is.
Nice.
Hello, Ray.
Window cleaner.
Window cleaner. Look at his eyes.
So, guys, this is exciting. You two are now going to go hopefully on a date and actually let's see if we can work on this chemistry that you clearly
He's
both
good
have.
Looking. 100%.
Crazy!
Yeah, I'll give you a hug. Yeah.
Poor B sitting down there going, God.
Well, here's the thing. Before we do, for B and C, so the other two guys that were part of this, obviously Adam, who you knew, but also Dwayne, who was B. Ladies, we're going to put photos of them up on social media now, and you're going to get the chance to date them because we knew we had three very eligible, handsome boys coming in. So now, free for all, girls. Get on there, Dwayne and Adam.
Because you can get everything at Black Friday, can't you?
Hey, speaking of our Instagram page, Fifi Fevenick, you can see all the action, all the dates, everyone, everything that Tina's picked up there right now. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
How good is that?
Not bad,
this is not bad, eh? Not bad, huh?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fifi Fevenick are doing it for the kids. For the kids, no matter where they're from, they're going to have a gift on Christmas morn.
From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids. And no Christmas presents. No Christmas presents. That's what we're aiming for not to happen. We want kids around Melbourne to wake up and have that joy on Christmas morning that all kids deserve. So we are raising money, doing it for the kids, because this time of year it is all about kids, let's be honest, and families, and it's a tough time for a lot of parents who aren't in a position to make sure their kids have got their Christmas presents, and you know, big or small. And we've spoken to so many families over the last few weeks that we were able to help last year. And a lot of families that found themselves doing it tough post-pandemic through no fault of their own, but in no position to get their kids what they wanted. And the joy that that brought to not only the kids, but then the parents. It's a way of helping. And we're seeing so many people generous around Melbourne and Victoria donating. Head to fox.com.au. There's a donation page there. We're just, you know, a few dollars here or there. It is all adding up and it is making a difference.
It all counts, Boxy.
To really make a difference, on Monday, we're very excited to announce we're going to be having a live on-show auction.
Do I see a million over there? Do I have it?
Now, we are auctioning something, a few things that made history. If you remember our good friend Brendan Favola breaking the world record when he marked a gridiron ball from 222 metres, Fev?
It was 221.6 or something.
221.89 to be specific. He marked the ball. We are going to be, from Monday, auctioning that ball, the ball that he grabbed, that his hands clasped. Is that what you say in footy?
I caught it, yes.
You caught it. You caught the ball. It. Not only that, we're also going to auction off the gloves you were wearing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
the gloves
because I actually, when Mando said this would be a great idea, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll bring the ball in, because I took the ball home and I've showed everyone the ball, and I have it at home, and I thought that that was the ball that I caught the mark with, and I've got it sitting next to the certificate from
Guinness
World Record holder ship place, and she said, no, I've got the ball. I took it straight away. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I've got it in my hands, and I would really want this. So I might even have bid for it myself.
Well, there you go.
Because
you can.
This is like history. No, there's no other ball that's a Guinness World Record ball.
Yeah. I know.
This is it.
This
and the gloves
is
smell
it.
Good. They smell like my sweat.
So if you want some of Brendan Favola's sweat,
what would you bid for it, Boxy?
I'm happy to start the bidding.
Go.
$100.
$1,000.
No, $100.
Mate, it is priceless. That's happening Monday. Get in your bids. But also next Thursday, Fee, we're going to be live from Fed Square as well. So if you can tell your friends, family, colleagues, we're going to be down there from 6 a.m. Coffee, stacks of giveaways, opportunity for you to snap up official picture of Frankie, our big fox as well. Plus, can we announce who's performing on the morning as well? Yeah, let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go on, let's do it.
Rob Mills and Bobby Fox are going to be there to do some Christmas carols for everyone as well.
Is he going to be the wolf?
I don't think he's going to be as the wolf. I think he'll be as himself. So it's going to be a great morning. If you can donate, and are in a great place to do so, please jump on there now, fox.com.au.
So you only reckon...
Oh. 1019 The Fox.
Well, we're pumped about this because we're about to have a man on the show, and I would say this man gets talked about in the studio more than anyone we've ever had on the show. So to get him on as a guest...
Wow.
Is a very big deal. Please welcome to the show Australian comedian and very good friend of Nick Cody, Luke Heggie.
G'day. It's an absolute privilege to be here. Thanks for having me.
Heggie, you'll be happy to know I haven't mentioned your name yet today. Normally I'll bring you up at some point and Fev will say, here he is. Heggie again.
Yeah. And Heggie said more than he said in the last show that he was on. He's already he's already nailed it. Well done.
Here we go.
Now,
we're away.
We actually got some audio from last interview.
Oh, I do.
That's good gear.
Well said, Heggie.
Very clever. Very clever. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. You've got...
It's like being at school, except the dorks who play video games are trying to bully me.
No, Heggie. We're at school, it'd be you and me onto Cody, because we'd be picking on the bloke who looked like he sneezed into a Milo tin with red hair.
Heggie, you've got a new special out on Paramount Plus. It already caused some issues in here this morning because Fee asked, hey, what's the name of Heggie's show? And I said, I already told you. And she went, oh, I'm sorry, but what's it called? It was a real lose-on first scenario. She just thought I got a bit of chewed all of a sudden.
Yeah, they were punching
job
on.
Done. I've done my job then, haven't I? That's a bigger laugh than I got throughout the whole special. That's what I was after.
Hey, it's a big day for you, Heggie, today. One of your favourite days of the year. It's Black Friday sales. You getting all your Christmas presents?
Oh, actually, I didn't even know. You're cooking up a turkey or something, you Americans.
Yeah, that's Heggie.
No, I'm just about to go and have a sauna and then go to the airport. That's what my day entails.
You can have a sauna? Where do you go to have a sauna? Do you have one of those little, you know, people are putting them in their backyards now in their rumpus room? Or do you go somewhere?
I'm not a billionaire. No, I go to the RSL.
Do the old boys get in there with no towels on, or you just roll in?
No. It's fine. It's old Russians in there, just old Russians and me having a sauna. It's pretty good.
The
trendies haven't caught on yet.
Now, let's also plug, boys, your very popular podcast, Mid-Flight Brawl, that you both work on, Nick and Luke. Now, I always wanted to ask you this, Luke, because Nick tells us constantly he's talking through all the hard work he's putting into the podcast.
Get out.
He says it's his only job.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
That surprises
me. You just kind of rock up.
Heggie's the brains behind the operation.
Well, I'm doing a couple of days' work a week on it. I don't know how much Nick is doing. I think he just comes in, presses a couple of buttons, rather like his other work.
I don't press buttons here. They don't let me near him.
Now, Heggie, I did see you a couple of weeks ago at the airport and you were flying over to Adelaide, which not many people do. So I felt sorry for you in that aspect. But you were saying...
Thanks for looking after me, Dave.
Yeah,
appreciate
it. I was asking you about the podcast, and you informed me that you always want to, you know, record some episodes, but Nick always says that he's busy because he's in meetings. Just letting you know that, they don't happen.
You guys have got to cut out the meetings because he's never available. Like, he works hard for a few hours.
Because he tells us...
They can do meetings for the rest of the day as well.
Because he
won't come to our meetings because he says he's doing Mid-Flight Brawl meetings with you.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm glad we had this chat.
Nick, is this like when, not that you know from personal experience, but the analogy when a wife meets a mistress and the guy sits there going, I don't know how to handle this situation.
Well, I tell Luch I can't come home because I've got meetings and then I've got to record a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm actually out in a forest just screaming by myself.
Boys, it's great having you on the show, but Nick, this is your show.
Yeah, I've got to stay. Sorry, Heggie, I've got meetings afterwards.
Okay, mate. Yeah, I'll speak to you after your meetings. I think we're going to have a little meeting about this.
Oh, no. No, we've got to meet Fee because we got Mid-Flight Brawl, the podcast, of course, Heggie Special, Paramount Plus.
Yes.
I already told you. Get around that. And Mid-Flight Brawl, we've got merch, and our audio superstar, James Costa, is wearing the new the St. Jaden's College polo today. And because it is Black Friday, the prices will remain the same. So get on midflightbrawl.com.
Thanks, Heggie.
1019, The Fox.
It was the Arias. I didn't even watch it, but I know without even watching it that Tones and I would have been the absolute highlight of the night. She's a superstar and she's Australian born and bred. And, you know, it's wonderful to be proud of our...
I think everyone's Australian born and bred at the Arias.
You're Are they? I don't know.
It's the Australian Music Awards, isn't it?
True, true. What? We're sort of an international artist, don't we? Of course. They come out. Now, I love being proud. I'm very proud Australian and I love Australia. And some things we do really well and some things we just don't. And I'm going to call it because
the
I've read.
The stink, bro.
Yeah. You've called it. Feb's called it. And he's called it quite accurately. Yeah. So the headlines this morning. And now this aired on Channel 9 last night. Viewers have labelled the 2022 ARIA Awards absolute crap, a mess. They were left shocked by its amateur production and people were saying, I can't believe they aired that show. And I think this has been happening over the years. Something about the ARIA Awards has just deteriorated. And
I think award shows in general.
Well, yeah. I agree, but the ARIA's more so that apparently it made the Logies look professional. And the Logies
they
is
stink too.
Pretty amateurish.
Right, with the ARIA's, they should just all the musos, because they're all grouse people, they're fun, they love a good time, stick them in a room, let them do it themselves, and don't put it on TV. It'd be more fun.
Have some fun, yeah.
Because they obviously don't want to act out, because when you act out on awards night when it's on TV, they're idiots. Yeah. Like you lose your job and you might not get the recognition that you should be getting, you know.
You would have to be a dead set fool to stuff up on TV and at an awards night.
Yeah.
So let them just. Push the point.
What a legend that bloke was.
Now, Phil, poor Natalie Imbruglia, she's been panned. But see, I feel for her because remember, it was supposed to be Lewis Capaldi. He was coming out to co-host the event with her, and he's brilliant, and he would have been really good fun. So she sort of got left hanging a bit.
Yeah.
But look, let's go through some of the artists.
Did she stink it up as well when she sung? Is that what happened?
No.
Or was she a presenter?
No, she was presenting. I think she was hosting.
Oh, she hosted.
Yeah, but then she sort of got left on her own.
I think she's so beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
I would have thought she was amazing.
But it's not based on look, surely.
We'll find out when we'll find out in a couple of about half an hour when our little Two Hot for Tinder comes in.
Well, what I did find, I just looked through one of these articles and it had all the red carpet. It was one of those nasty things that's come back. And I would have thought in this woke era, we'd gotten rid of judging people on the way they look and their appearance.
Yeah, 100%.
But the new online news love it. So it's sort of like who hits and misses from the red carpet. And
Fee, just quickly, if you're walking down a red carpet, that's like saying I shouldn't be judged on my football skills when you're playing footy at the MCG. If you're walking down a red carpet, it is for people to judge what you're wearing. You're on a red carpet in front of cameras and stuff.
But how are you going to get in?
Any other door.
I hate red carpets and I can't avoid
them.
They have
to. You can't avoid it. Because for commercial reasons, you have to
They shut the doors. They won't let you in and they make you do it. And I hate it because, I mean, there was that time I went to a Logies and I did get on the worst dress list and they said I looked like I was wearing a doona. So once you've been called a doona.
At least you won that though.
I'm over. Did I? What, the best looking doona?
Yeah, the worst dress. You won that.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't actually didn't win it. Win. Didn't
you
even win
have.
It.
I was just a photo.
Oh, fair.
Anyway, let's go through some of the.
Can we see this photo? Yeah, well, can you get that photo? Can we post it on our socials?
No, don't. Hey, don't. Yeah. No, posting anything.
Yes.
I'm talking about the ARIAs. It has nothing to do with me being on the red carpet.
As that photo that Carrie posted of you two.
Can this not be about panning me right now? I'm already feeling like death warmed up.
You look great,
now. So let's go through some of the songs. Now, my issue is I don't know many of the artists, and I think that is a sad reflection on the Australian recording industry at the moment. So many artists you don't know, never heard of.
Oh, it's because Taylor Swift takes up the entire top 20.
I know.
Bit greedy.
She did, didn't she?
Boxy. What? We are just talking about the red carpet, and my brother Jason said it's because you and Fee are always on the red carpet. Nick's never got to get on one. That's why it's not his fault.
You know what? Hurtful, but spot on. Things can be both.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Tomorrow, guys, we have a state election. We need to focus on this. Just a reminder
huge.
For everybody.
Oh,
got to vote tomorrow.
I've got
to vote today. Yeah. Oh, how can you? Because I like doing the early vote. Yeah, but isn't that a postal vote? I think I've missed
that. No, you can go in. There's heaps of centres around.
Mate, I'm really? So excited.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you like this, don't you? You like going to vote.
I don't vote, but I like going to the sausage sizzle and the egg and bacon. Mate, I'm that excited. I've been talking about this since last weekend. I said to Alex, mate, Saturday, it's going to be a great day. We'll get up early because I wake up early. So I've encouraged them to get up early. So we're going to go down as a family, have some breakfast, have a coffee down at the local primary school. And you like, because you beat all the lines. Get in early, beat the lines.
Yes.
And then have a smash of nice, awesome egg and bacon.
You can do that any Saturday morning. They just go to a cafe and have breakfast.
You can. But you can always have an egg Benedict at any cafe you want, but they all taste different. They all taste different. And I reckon when you go to a sausage sizzle at a school,
it's the only place in Melbourne using normal white bread.
Yeah.
If you try to get a snag on bread at a cafe, it'd be sourdough.
Yeah.
It'd be a Wagyu
with
sausage.
Almond on it or something.
What about Bunnings, though? Just go to Bunnings on a Saturday.
Bunnings is too far away. No, but there's egg and bacon. Because what happens is they cook the egg and they don't clean the Barbie. Yeah. So the egg's got it's a little bit burnt, the crispy bits on the side.
It's like a wok. You're never meant to properly clean a wok.
Oh, God, and the taste. And then the egg comes out all over your top. And you're like, oh, and everyone goes, got you, didn't it? And you're like, yeah, grab me voting.
And you don't even vote while you're there.
Oh, I'll vote. I don't know who I'm voting for. They're both idiots.
Well, did you see the latest this morning? Yeah. Is the latest this morning? They think Dan could lose his seat. So they're tipping Labor might win the election, but Dan will lose Mulgrave, and then he can't be Premier.
He can't be Premier. They've never lost that, Labor, have they? Labor?
Well, I noticed he voted last night, but they had a crack at him because he went into the city to vote. He didn't even stay in his electorate and
what
vote.
An idiot.
Left his people.
Yeah.
So,
all elections are is just them hammering each other about their past and stuff. Who cares? Just what you know. All the election is about is what's in the future, isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't that all lies?
Yeah, they're all
they just
lies.
Lie. And then you go, hang on, that was an election promise. What happened? I got distracted with some other stuff.
Here's what we should do, Fiona, for Australia. Let's not have a Victorian leader. Just have the Prime Minister who runs the country, because these other idiots that are underneath think they've got that much power. Just have one dude run the whole country. And then everyone knows where they stand, because everything's different to everything.
Like a dictator.
It's annoying.
But what happens then is, so Anthony Albanese, he's hanging over in China at the moment, and he forgets that we've got hospitals and roads that need help, and then he buddies up with New South Wales because they get everything. No. We want to stay in control of our taxes.
But we're not in control of anything.
Well, no, but I'd rather we had somebody here making decisions about our state. I don't want, Albo, you do the country. And stick
you reckon? But your mate Dan Andrews,
he's not my mate.
You hated him and then you liked him.
No.
Remember the tunnel he stuffed up and all that money?
No, yeah, I'll never forget the East West Link when we tore up a $200 million, it might have even been a $1 billion contract. That was all our money just got wasted on a principle, which was ridiculous. And now they're going to do the East West Link again.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote for either of them. I'm going to vote for all the parties that no one gives love to, like the Greens and the Animals.
No, because then they get, can you not do that? Because that's what happened at the federal election. And then they're up and they're making crazy statements in Parliament.
Feb's going to vote for the Animal Party while eating a snag and an egg and bacon roll. 100%. I love the animals.
The first thing I'm going to vote for, so you know when you get that big long sheet that with all the names on it?
Yes.
Whoever's first. If you get on that sheet first, you're a winner.
So
whoever's on that, who's on first? Who is it?
Aaron Adams, you're in luck, bud.
Renee knows who's first.
Who is it?
Oh. Wait, hold that.
Oh, no, she doesn't. Well, why would you put your hand up?
Well, it's only in my district, apparently.
Oh, you're woke, so it'll be something.
It's the Animal Justice Party.
Yeah, I'm happy for that. I'll vote for that. Tick, tick to the woof woofs.
All right, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick. At Burbank Homes, you know what you're up for with no hidden surprises. Feel comfortable with fixed price contracts and price freeze periods. Building new? Search Burbank today. Phoebe, Bev and Nick.